Sound come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Tuesday, March 4th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Amrick.
Here.
Esquibel. Geis,
here.
Hastert,
here.
Hicks, Hine, Hicks,
here.
Hines,
here.
Johnson,
here.
Landon,
here.
Meyer,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Nutting,
here.
Perkins,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Rothfuss,
here.
Schiffer,
here.
Scott,
here.
Von Flatern,
here.
President Ross.
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Pastor Huck.
Good morning. I'm going to read a passage that Speaker of the House read at the Governor's Prayer Breakfast, and then I'd like to pray a portion of this. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then, therefore, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which is the will extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Father in heaven, I come to you today and I pray this prayer. I'm sure, Lord, that if we would take an inventory, we would have different views on this particular passage. But I want to focus in on the belt of truth because, God, that's something I believe everyone is after. And, God, I pray that you would give the wisdom to discern truth. I pray, God, for the courage of this chamber to be able to act on truth. God, I pray that the people of Wyoming would be governed by truth. Finally, Lord, I would ask for each individual. I'm sure there's individual needs of family that's back home, concerns that are plaguing the minds of those that are trying to discern truth. And I pray for those concerns, those family members, those issues. And so I lift them to you that are probably go unspoken. So I lift those concerns to you, and I pray, God, for clarity of mind and the wisdom to discern truth. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March the 3rd, 2014, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator James Lee Anderson, Chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the report is adopted. The doctor of the day is Christina Beringer from Cheyenne. There is no nurse for today. Today in Wyoming history, 1886, Governor Warren approved an act providing construction of a Capitol building in Cheyenne at a cost not to exceed the sum of $150,000. Quote for the day, baseball is like driving. It's the one who gets home safely that counts. Senator Christensen.
President, privilege of the floor.
You may.
Thank you. Members of the Senate, you have an application to on your desk for those of you who want to think about doing this some more. We dropped those off this morning and hope you'd consider it. This is a good time to take care of that little piece of business so you don't have to worry about it later in the year. And so that's where it came from. And just another side note, if any of you are interested or have a Facebook or Twitter or some kind of a social media thing, we have some kids that have been helping do these little videos. If you want to do a wrap-up statement for your friends, let me know and we'll get them over to you and you can do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Christensen. Senator Escobel.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. President.
You may.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, again, want to remind you about the Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. If you want to get your applications in, donations, what have you, it would certainly be appreciated. Thank you.
We have some signing of enrolled acts. We're at that order of business. Signing enrolled acts. Enrolled joint resolution number 1 from the Senate, being original Senate joint resolution 1. Reading clerk will read it.
Senate enrolled joint resolution number 1, being original Senate joint resolution 1. A joint resolution requesting Congress to require the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to respect the primacy of Wyoming in developing guidelines for regulating carbon dioxide emissions.
I'm about to sign enrolled joint resolution 1, being original Senate joint resolution 1. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 15, being original Senate File 7.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 15, being original Senate File 7, and Act relating to livestock.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 15, being original Senate File 7. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 16, being original Senate File 13.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 16, being original Senate File 13, and Act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 16, being original Senate File 13. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 17, being original Senate File 18.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 17, being original Senate File 18, and Act relating to county notice publications.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 17, being original Senate File 18. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 18, being original Senate File 19.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 18, being original Senate File 19, and Act relating to cities and towns.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 18, being original Senate File 19. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 19, being original Senate File 34.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 19, being original Senate File 34, an act relating to involuntary hospitalization.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 19, being original Senate File 34. I have so signed. Senator enrolled Act 20 being original Senate file 42.
Senate enrolled Act number 20 being original Senate file 42, an act relating to electrical licensing.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 20 being original Senate file 42. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 21 being original Senate file 56.
Senate enrolled Act number 21 being original Senate file 56, an act relating to the state engineer.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 21 being original Senate file 56. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 22 being original Senate file 84.
Senate enrolled Act number 22 being original Senate file 84, an act relating to domestic relations and child support.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 84, or Senate enrolled Act 22 being original Senate file 84. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 23 being original Senate file 92.
Senate enrolled Act number 24 being original Senate file 43, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facility cease and transfer project.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled Act 23 being original Senate file 92. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 25 being original Senate file 45.
Senate enrolled Act number 25 being original Senate file 45. An act relating to game and fish.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 25 being original Senate file 45. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 26 being original Senate file 82.
Senate enrolled Act number 26 being original Senate file 82, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled Act 26 being original Senate file 82. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 27 being original Senate file 61.
Senate enrolled Act number 27 being original Senate file 61, and act relating to education.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 27 being original Senate file 61. I've so signed. Senate enrolled Act 24 being original Senate file 43.
Senate enrolled Act number 24 being original Senate file 43, and act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities and cease transfer. We had that one. I just read it.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 24 being original Senate file 43. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 28 being original Senate file 6.
Senate enrolled Act number 28 being original Senate file 6, an act relating to water.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 28 being original Senate file 6. I have so signed. Senator Rolled Act 29, being original Senate File 20.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 29, being original Senate File 20, and Act relating to local government notice publication.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 29, being original Senate File 20. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 30, being original Senate File 75.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 30, being original Senate File 75, and Act relating to authority of the federal government.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 30, being original Senate File 75. I have so signed. And Enrolled Act, Senate Enrolled Act Number 31, being original Senate File 78.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 31, being original Senate File 78, and Act relating to school districts.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 31, being original Senate File 78. I have so signed. How many more do you got there? 10 more. Let's do them. House Enrolled Act Number 12, being original House Bill 11.
House Enrolled Act Number 12, being original House Bill 11, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act.
About to sign House Enrolled Act Number 12, being original House Bill 11. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 13, being original House Bill 20.
House Enrolled Act Number 13, being original House Bill 20, an act relating to fire prevention and electrical safety.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 13, being original House Bill 20. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 2014, being original House Bill 24.
House Enrolled Act Number 14, being original House Bill 24, an act relating to registration of motor vehicles.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 14, being original House Bill 24. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 15, being original House Bill 34.
House Enrolled Act Number 15, being original House Bill 34, and Act relating to municipal solid waste facility ceased and transfer grant and loan program.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 15, being original House Bill 34. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 16, being original House Bill 71.
House Enrolled Act Number 16, being original House Bill 71, an act relating to capital leasing of school districts.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 16, being original House Bill 71. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 17, being original House Bill 91.
House Enrolled Act Number 17, being original House Bill 91, an act relating to banks and restricted transactions.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 17, being original House Bill 91. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 18, being original House Bill 96.
House Enrolled Act Number 18, being original House Bill 96, an act relating to professional assistant programs.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 18, being original House Bill 96. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 19 being original, House Bill 147.
House Enrolled Act number 19 being original, House Bill 147, an act relating to the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 19 being original, House Bill 147. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 20 being original, House Bill 33.
House Enrolled Act number 20 being original, House Bill 33, an act relating to juries.
About to sign House Enrolled Act number 20 being original, House Bill 33. So signed. House Enrolled Joint Resolution 1 being original, House Joint Resolution 1.
House Enrolled Joint Resolution 1 being original, House Joint Resolution 1, a joint resolution requesting Congress to support Taiwan's participation to resume free trade talks with Taiwan.
About to sign House Enrolled Joint Resolution 1, being original House Joint Resolution 1. I have so signed. Conference. The Conference Committee on House Bill 15, Business Entities Enforcement and Penalties, is Case, Chairman, Nutting, and Johnson. Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, first of all, I want to thank all of you for the good discussion we had yesterday about the budget bill. It was certainly spirited. A lot of good points were made by all, and we ultimately do have a budget. What I'd like to have the Senate do is recognize my committee, John, Dan, Drew, and Kurt, and then also, more importantly, the staff that really made us once again look like we knew what we were doing. So please congratulate them for all their hard work, would you, Senators? And Mr. President, if I may continue, you now have a golden rod that's effective this morning as of the action we completed yesterday. Mr. President, just a couple of things for the Senate to be aware of. If on the front sheet, if you look down about two-thirds, you'll see the budget bill brought transfers to the LSRA, that $12.8 million. That went up from where it was yesterday. The Senate File 14, which was a courthouse security bill that had $6 million on it in the House, was defeated. It did not come up, so that's the difference there. We will end up transferring $31.5 million to the LSRA. Just a sidebar, Mr. President, for my colleague from Johnson County, Chairman of Judiciary. His Senate File 30, the House took off the $300,000 case, so that's coming. That's reflected in this. And, Mr. President, for Management Council, the appropriation for the legislature, Senate File 11, the House raised the per diem from 109 to 129. Other than that, Mr. President, it's pretty much all the same as it left yesterday when we talked about the white rod. Now we do have a golden rod. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Job well done. We are at that order of business, bills on second reading. What? Oh, we got messages from the House. Excuse me.
Here we
Go ahead.
Okay. March 3rd, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 250, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 103, State Building Construction. The House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 50, noes 10. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March 3rd, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 248, Committee of the Whole, indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 113, Task Force on Expansion of Natural Gas Service. Ayes 14, noes 45, excused 1. The bill has been indefinitely postponed. March 3rd, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 249, Committee of the Whole, indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report, failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 96, Workforce Services Independent Contractors. Ayes 6, noes 54. The bill has been indefinitely postponed. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. March 3rd, 2014, from the House of Representatives, message number 252. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 3. The House conferees are Representative Wilson, Chairman, Representative Geer and Winters, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 251, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 64. The House conferees are Representative Kasparik, Chairman, Representative Burkhart and Gingery, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, message number 253, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 79. The House conferees are Representative Somers, Chairman, Representatives Byrd and Paxton, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Bill's on second reading.
Okay.
House Bill 21, second reading of the House Bill. Sorry.
Property Tax Exemption Charity.
House Bill 21, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. House Bill 42, second reading of the House Bill.
School Facilities Appropriation.
We have an amendment. The reading clerk will read in second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 42.
House Bill 42, second reading amendment number 1 to engross copy. Page 19, line 5.
Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 42. And fellow senators, I want to back up and say how much I appreciated our discussions last night. One of the projects that we referred to several times was one of the big three. And we have a big project going on in Albany County. We met with the governor this morning because you may have also heard in the hallways that some of those bids came in very, very high. What that conversation resulted in was a desire by your select committee and by the governor and others that we give some flexibility to our school facilities department, allow for a rebid over there, if not a rebid, at least some consideration of some other options. That's going to require a little bit of additional resource, We wanted to provide enough resource there for this to provide some flexibility. The safeguards, Senators, that you will see is that we will expend these dollars only upon recommendation of the School Facilities Commission and the approval of the governor. So two things. First, we want that that cost to be reined in over there, Mr. President, but we also think it's very, very important when those bids came in so high, we want to essentially send a message out across the state that we're not necessarily going to take bids that come in that high. And so I would ask for your approval of the amendment. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Senator Schiffer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I understand, I think I understand what the problem is. My question is, can we delegate that authority, and this is the decision to spend or not spend, to the governor? I'm not sure that that's constitutional.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, my question is the portion of the amendment reference page 19, line 8. It looks like we're inserting $18 million plus dollars. Is this a significant increase in the budget? Is this something we're going to have a roll call on? What's that figure all about? What are we doing with that particular figure?
Further discussion on the amendment. Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to address that last point, it's an additional $8 million for unanticipated costs associated with design, construction, demolition, et cetera, of the buildings. So it is the unanticipated cost fund that currently exists in the appropriation at about $10.4 million, increasing that amount by 8, but again requiring governor's authorization and commission recommendation before proceeding on that.
Further discussion, Senator Meyer.
Yeah. Mr. President, I'm trying to understand how we're sending a message that we're not going to accept these high exorbitant bids and then put money in the bill to pay them.
Further discussion for the sponsor, Senator Coe.
Well, Mr. President, actually, the bid over there, if you look at how the bid came out, it was like $15 million high. So this isn't to go in and say we're going to pay the bid. This is just to increase that $8 million and have some flexibility in how they rebid it.
Any further discussion? Senator Landon?
Thank you, Mr. President. One question that we have not gotten to, Mr. President, based on our conversation down in the governor's office this morning, I believe to my friend from KC, I believe, according to legal counsel, I think that we can do this. We can certainly look into that before third reading, but folks, unfortunately, in order to slow down a process, we've got to rebid, and that is going to cost a little bit, but I think it's important that we send this message. Those bids came in quite a lot higher than where we want to be, and I think this is an important amendment to give us the flexibility to get over there and get that fixed in Albany County. So I would appreciate your favorable vote. Thank you.
This appears to me to increase a budget or increase a fund and therefore requires a roll call vote, unless anybody objects. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Coe, aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich, Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
no.
Hines,
no.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fletern?
Aye.
President Ross?
Aye.
Cooper, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Dockstader, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Closing vote? Scott, no to aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 18 ayes, 12 noes.
Amendment number 1 to House Bill 42 has passed. Any further discussion on House Bill 42? Hearing none. House Bill 42 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection is so ordered. House Bill 72, second reading of the House Bill. House Bill 72, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection is so ordered. House Bill 73, second reading of the House Bill. Now your mic's not on.
Persons with disabilities.
House Bill 73, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection is so ordered. House Bill 102, second reading of the House Bill.
Sage-Grouse Implementation Team.
House Bill 102, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 106, second reading of the House Bill.
County Fireworks Ban.
We have an amendment. Reading clerk will read in second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, second reading amendment number 1 to engross copy. Page 1, line 2.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 106. Ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, what this amendment does is go into line 4, 5, and 6 and works a little fireworks on that particular Romanette I. And essentially, Mr. President, what it says is that you can still sell the fireworks, that the county commissioners can't by resolution prohibit the sale. I think that goes into the concerns that the Laramie County former representative, now senator, had on the bill about the court case that occurred on a similar bill years ago, having to do with the Commerce Clause and whether this was an interference with interstate sales. So, Mr. President, it still allows for the county commissioners to prohibit the use of fireworks by adopting a resolution. It does nothing as far as the prohibition that may be provided by an election, and does nothing to consider the ex post facto implications of Romanette C if there's already a prohibition. We'll let those run out the clock on those, Mr. President, if any do exist, and we're not going to interfere with the elector's right to prohibit the sales, but we just simply say that the county commissioners can't prohibit sales. That way, folks that are traveling through that necessarily could use these fireworks in a safe manner someplace else in the state or another state, we're not going to interfere with the commerce of or the business of the fire people that sell fireworks.
Any discussion on the amendment? Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, body, great amendment. We're in favor of it. Vote aye.
Any further discussion? Question's been called. All those in favor of second reading amendment number 1, the House Bill 106, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That amendment's been adopted. Any further discussion on the bill? Hearing none. House Bill 106 having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection is so ordered. House Bill 128, second reading of the House Bill.
Juvenile Courts Sanctions.
House Bill 128, having been read two separate times. The question... I am sorry. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I want to question this bill. Frankly, probably should have been done, considered doing it last night in Committee of the Whole, but I thought we were all tired enough. I wasn't sure that we would be rational in dealing with it. And it appears to me, Mr. President, what the bill does is it switches that now things relating to releases of children from the Boys and the Girls School are dealt with by the Family Services Department, and we're going to switch over to the court. And I don't know whether that's a correct reading of the bill. If it is, Mr. President, I wonder if that's a good idea. It seems to me that courts have a special function and an expertise in the process of deciding, has somebody done something bad enough that it warrants going to one of those institutions? And is the institution the right place to send them? But when they've done their time there, ready to come out, and you have to worry about how much rehabilitation has actually taken place, is the proper placement available, all that sort of thing, is the court really the right organization to do that? Or is the department possibly using a multidisciplinary team or something like that? Are they the appropriate ones? Or has this got to do with parole revocation? And maybe then again, maybe the department's the appropriate one. Mr. President, I'd like some discussion on this bill that we really didn't get last night.
Senator Dockstader.
Thank you, Mr. President. This was a request out of the department, juvenile court, as it's the court that actually makes these determinations and imposes any release conditions. The court makes the decision, not the department. The release is based on courts, not the department. I was looking at the statute, and it goes on to say that to release the child, essentially we change the word from department to court, impose restrictions, require probation, impose any other conditions, then it references 14.6247. I got that pulled up on the much slower state computer versus the Mac here. And it goes on to a whole list of others for a child of any sanction level, transfer temporary legal custody. Mr. President, I think that's exactly what the courts do.
Mayor Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can see probably why there may be some confusion here, but if you look into these statutes and you track it back, you'll see that the court is the one that imposes these restrictions when they're sent off to these various facilities, these youth. It's not the department that imposes these sanctions. It's the court that does it. And what happens is it's also the court that sanctions the release by virtue of the fact that they made the original decision. So These requirements and impositions that are put on them are put on them by, should be put on by the court. The department doesn't put these restrictions on them. It's the court that does it. And so they're the ones who put them in the court's the ones that authorize them to be put into the facility. They're the ones that authorize them to release. So it's really the court that does all this. The Department of Family Services doesn't really impose sanctions on them. It's the court that does that. And that's why this thing needs to be changed, because it's the court that's really doing it. It's just bringing the statute up to date. It's kind of bringing it in line with what actually happens.
Any further discussion? Senator Perkins.
I had those same concerns with my tall colleague from my county. And so I went back and looked at the statute. And what we've been talking about, what it does is right now this statute would provide on release of the child from the Wyoming Boys School or the Wyoming Girls School, the department may, and the statute would change that to the court may. And then it's got three other things here. One is impose highly structured restrictions on the child's activities and requirements for behavior of the child as conditions of release under supervision. Two, require a probation officer to closely monitor the child for not less than 6 months. This is a sanction level four. Level five is 12 months. Impose any other appropriate conditions of supervision. That's the same under both sanctions. And then also impose any other sanction or condition listed by 14.6247, which is the same. So ultimately, Mr. Chairman, as I looked at and tried to understand it, it looked to me like those were restrictions on supervision, on disposition, even potentially sentencing, and those seem to me the appropriate decisions by the court in the effect that they affect the liberty interests and due process interests of the child that's being released. So with that regard, I thought it was an appropriate bill, and that satisfied when I went back and looked at those things. That seemed to me that that's what courts do. Their conditions of release, they're actually a part of the sentence and the monitoring supervision. That would be normally the things that these juvenile courts do, and I would assume that they would also have the benefit of the department through the multiple disciplinary panels that do these things.
Any further discussion? House Bill 128 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. House Bill 135, second reading of the House Bill.
Small Businesses Investment Credit, Number of Employees.
Senator Rob Flater.
Thank you, Mr. President. There was a couple of questions yesterday in regard to House Bill 135, I believe. Get the right number? Yes, 135, Small Business Investment. The number of loans, to whom have they been loaned, the money loaned to, and repayment record. Well, the repayment record is none are in default. The program's only been running a little over a year. There are 10 loans out, equaling about $5 million. The biggest one is $1.3 million to an employer of that has 80 employees, and a $300,000 loan to somebody that has four employees. So I think I answered all the questions from yesterday, Mr. President.
Any further discussion? House Bill 135 having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be... Senator Cooper?
Mr. President, could I have the privilege of the floor?
Well, let me finish, please.
Okay.
House Bill 135, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like you to welcome up here in the gallery in front of us, if they would stand up. We have, this is the Pinedales Junior Council members are in Cheyenne today for They serve as an important link to the youth of the Pinedale community and the town government. They are appointed as high school juniors and serve a two-year term with the city council there. They're ex officio, by the way. They are here today along with the Pinedale Mayor, Stephen Smith, who is right here. He stood up. I'd like you to please welcome Tanner Trujillo, Savannah Mitchell, Fallon Ramsey, and Shayla Wright. Would you please welcome them?
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Landon.
President, I just wanted to add to that being a Pinedale Wrangler automatically means that they'll go on to some really great things. So, thank you.
House Bill 154, second reading of the House Bill.
Exemption for gratuities.
House Bill 154, having been read two separate times. Question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 169, second reading of the House Bill.
Medicaid Waiver Program's Case Management System.
House Bill 169, having been read two separate times. Question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Now we got to find the majority floor leader. Bills on third reading and final passage. We'll wait. Somebody call out the marshals. We'll have a call of the house. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we're at that order of business. Bills on third reading and final passage. Do you have a consent list?
Mr. President, I move the following third reading consent list. House Bill 12, 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. House Bill 48, fishing it with artificial light. House Bill 88, post-dated checks. House Bill 98, State Investment Services. House Bill 104, Education Release of Student Information. House Bill 173, Schools Administration of Epinephrine. House Joint 5, Moose Wilson Roadway. It'll be a good day when you can speed 85 miles to go do your fishing at night with a light.
Would any member of the Senate like any of the bills removed from the consent list? Hearing none. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? House Bill 12, House Bill 48, House Bill 88, House Bill 98, House Bill 104, House Bill 173, and House Joint Resolution 5. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye.
On the consent list, 30 ayes. House Bill 12, are there any changes?
Geis, no.
Geis, aye to no. Schiffer, aye to no. Hines, aye to no. Emmerich, aye to no. Esquibel, aye to no.
Nutting.
Nutting, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 12, 24 ayes, 6 noes.
Put the hammer down.
House Bill 48, are there any changes? Rothfuss, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 48, 29 ayes, 1 no. House Bill 88, are there any changes? Cooper, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no. Hicks, aye to no. Anderson, 02, aye to no. Perkins, aye to no. Dockstader, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Coe, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Case, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 88, 19 ayes, 11 noes. House Bill 98, are there any changes? Scott, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 98, 29 ayes, 1 no. House Bill 104, are there any changes? Rothfuss, aye to no. Hicks, aye to no. Dockstader, aye to no. Perkins, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no. Meyer, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Emmerich, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Anderson, 02, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Case, aye to no.
Ross, aye to no.
President Ross, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 104, 17 ayes, 13 noes. House Bill 173, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 173, 30 ayes. House Joint Resolution 5, are there any changes? Rothfuss, aye to no. Schiffer, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Joint Resolution 5, 28 ayes and 2 noes.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority members elected to the Senate, following House bills have passed the Senate. House Bill 12, 80 miles per hour speed limit. House Bill 48, fishing with artificial light. House Bill 88, post-dated checks. House Bill 98, State Investment Services. House Bill 104, Education, Release of Student Information. House Bill 173, Schools, Administration of Epinephrine. And House Joint Resolution 5, Moose Wilson Roadway, have passed the Senate. House Bill 37, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill number 37, sponsored by the Management Council. Revisor's Bill, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd request that that bill be laid back one additional day.
Without objection, House Bill 37 will be laid back for one additional day.
You want to vote on it again? We could re-gizz it.
House Bill 54, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill number 54, Lottery Board, sponsored by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, an act relating to the Wyoming Lottery Corporation. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
I have an amendment. The reading clerk will read in third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 54.
House Bill number 54, third reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 15.
Senator Von Flater.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 54. And we tried to come to some kind of agreement that would make the folks downstairs happy, too. And they could not see where, and I cannot, now that I reread the bill, see where the publicity would be if we were allowed to have our lottery board and employees play a multi-state lottery, even if they bought the ticket in a different state. The winning still, the headlines in the newspaper would still be, you know, Casper resident or Cheyenne resident wins lottery. And, by the way, they're a member of the employee of the lottery board or a member of the employee of the lotto or a member of the board. So what we did on page 1, line 15, we deleted line 15. We deleted run by the board, insert, in which the Wyoming Lottery Corporation participates. And that's what it does through the whole amendment. And so what it says is they can play any other game that is not part of the Wyoming lotto. If there is another multi-state game that we do not participate in, they could participate in that. They could do the scratch-offs and the other games that other states play that we do not allow, but they could not participate in a lottery that the state of Wyoming is participating in. That's what the amendment does. I ask for your favorable vote on this. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 54, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That amendment's passed. House Bill 54 having been read 3 separate times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
No.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
No.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
No.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
No.
Hines. Johnson,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye.
Closing,
Barnard,
aye to no. Closing vote, closing. Vote closed. 15 ayes, 15 noes.
Yikes.
House Bill 54. Having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of members elected to the Senate, House Bill 54 has failed the Senate. House Bill 178, third reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 178, Computer Trespass, sponsored by Representative B. Nichols. Nicholas, an act relating to offenses against computer property, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have some amendments. Reading clerk will read in third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 178.
House Bill 178, third reading amendment number 1 to engrossed copy, page 2, line 9.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I'd move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 178. Mr. President, we recall we had some discussion on what is the threshold to move this to a felony. And this is the bill on that has to deal with the computer trespass. And after careful consideration and visiting with the internet and all the people that use computers, the very reasonable figure is to move it from $1,000, which is a very, very low threshold, up to $10,000, which is 10 times higher threshold. So that's kind of where we're at on that. And so I would ask for your favorable consideration on amendment number 1.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Can
all those. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, thank you. I'd urge you to resist the vote. Folks, if you put yourself in that position, the guy's from out of state, he does 3,000 damage to your home system and it's still a misdemeanor. Where you can't get him from out of state to come back and be accountable in your state. That's what this sets us up for.
Any further discussion? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this memorializes that white-collar crime you can get away with almost anything. But if you're a poor old guy out there, Joe Sixpack, and you're just stealing tools for somebody who's trying to make a living, you know, it's a double standard, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, the question is, shall third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 178 pass? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Amendment's passed. We have another amendment, amendment number 2 to House Bill 178. Reading clerk will read it in.
House Bill 178, third reading amendment number 2 to engrossed copy, page 3, line 1.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of amendment number 2, third reading to House Bill 178. First part of this amendment just cleans up so that it fits in. This removes lines 16 through 18, which says if after being notified by the owner or lawful possessor to move the data, program or information, he fails to do so completely. This is a deal that basically says someone, you send them a virus, and they tell you, you sent me a virus, and then your computer resends it, or you resend something, don't realize it. This leaves a catch-22 in the bill. And this merely makes it where you actually have to know you're sending it to do it. With this section gone, it has to be knowingly sent to you. I encourage you to vote for the amendment.
Any discussion on the amendment? All those in favor of third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 178, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment's passed. Back on the bill. House Bill 178 having been read 3 separate times. The question is, shall this bill pass the Senate? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson. Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
Von
Flatern,
aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
Well, by your vote, forgot about that. By your vote, House Bill 178 has passed the Senate. We have a joint conference committee report. Senator Peterson, are you ready on message number 195, joint conference committee report? In reference to Senate File 33, County Board of Equalization 2.
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk will read the report.
Report receding from non-concurrence, Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 33, County Board of Equalization 2, reference House message number 195, signing for the House, Representative Madden, Bilkrey, and Petroff, signing for the Senate, Senators Peterson, Case, and Von Flatern.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move concurrence on message number 195. This is for Senate File 33. Ask for the body's favorable consideration. This is the concurrence, Mr. President. I've been trying to figure out for the last 2 days how to say this. So I'll just come right out and say it. We rolled over on this, and the concern that we had, the date of October 1st on the last page, the insert that was made, the amendment, was referred to on page 3 before. So it was just a good catch by the House, Mr. President. They do good work sometimes down there, and I'd ask the body to vote aye.
Motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report number 1. Reference to Senate File 33, you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel. Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Johnson, Landon, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report number 1 in reference to Senate File 33. Finding of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act 32 being original Senate File 4.
Senate enrolled Act Number 32, being original Senate File 4, an act relating to school finance.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 32, being original Senate File 4. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 33, being original Senate File 5.
Senate enrolled Act Number 33, being original Senate File 5, and Act relating to teachers.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 33, being original Senate File 5. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 34, being original Senate File 21.
Senate enrolled Act Number 34, being original Senate File 21, and Act relating to insurance.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 34, being original Senate File 21. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 35, being original Senate File 53.
Senate enrolled Act Number 35, being original Senate File 53, and Act relating to trade practices.
Signed Senate enrolled Act 35, being original Senate File 53. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 36, being original Senate File 59.
Senate enrolled Act Number 36, being original Senate File 59, and Act relating to highway signage.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 36, being original Senate File 59. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 37, being original Senate File 66.
Senate enrolled Act Number 37, being original Senate File 6, an act relating 66. Original Senate File 66, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled Act 37, being original Senate File 66. So signed. Senate enrolled Act 38, being original Senate File 76.
Senate enrolled Act Number 38, being original Senate File 76, and Act relating to unemployment compensation.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 38, being original Senate File 76. I have so signed. Senate enrolled Act 39, being original Senate File 93.
Senate enrolled Act Number 39, being original Senate File 93, and Act relating to fuel tax.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled Act 39, being original Senate File 93. So signed. Senate enrolled Act 40, being original Senate File 57.
Senate enrolled Act Number 40, being original Senate File 57, and Act relating to boards and commissions.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 40, being original Senate File 57. I have so signed. Senate File original or Senate enrolled Act 41, being original Senate File 58.
Senate enrolled Act Number 41, being original Senate File 58, and Act relating to the governor's authority.
About to sign Senate enrolled Act 41, being original Senate File 58. I have so signed.
Senate Rolled Act 42 being original Senate File 74.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 42 being original Senate File 74, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 42 being original Senate File 74. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 43 being original Senate File 103.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 43 being original Senate File 103, an act relating to administration of government.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 43 being original Senate File 103. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 21 being original House Bill 25.
House Enrolled Act Number 21 being original House Bill 25, an act relating to embalmers, funeral directors, undertakers, crematories, and others.
About to sign House Enrolled Act Number 21 being original House Bill 25. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 22 being original House Bill 32.
Mm-hmm. House Enrolled Act Number 22 being original House Bill 32, and act relating to snowmobiles.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 22 being original House Bill 32. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 23 being original House Bill 5.
House Enrolled Act Number 23 being original House Bill 5, an act relating to school buses.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 23 being original House Bill 5. So signed. House Enrolled Act 24, the original House Bill 13.
House Enrolled Act Number 24 being original House Bill 13, and act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 24 being original House Bill 13. So signed. House Enrolled Act 25 being original House Bill 18.
House Enrolled Act Number 25 being original House Bill 18, an act relating to coroners.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 25 being original House Bill 18. I have so signed. House Enrolled Act 26 being original House Bill 19.
House Enrolled Act Number 26 being original House Bill 19, an act relating to notaries.
About to sign House Enrolled Act Number 26 being original House Bill 19. I'm so signed. You want to wait? Slapping it. Okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess till 2 p.m. I just can't get over the rollover of the last Peterson bill. I needed some morning time. And you seem to be slapping that hammer so hard it's giving me a headache, and you seem to enjoy it. So we need a relief from all that, and so we'll come back at 2. And there is a recognition of a gift from a major donor for the university at 11 o'clock downstairs, and it'd be nice if you all had the opportunity to witness that. Thank you.
Is there any announcements? Hearing none, our Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your agriculture committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Land, Water Resources, will meet at 12:30 up in S-15. We're going to interview Mrs. Hill, and then if they want to talk to Mrs. Faust, why, we'll interview her too.
Thank you. Any further announcements, Senator Hastert?
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I don't know if you can spell it wasting in there, but there is Kronsky's in the lunchroom today, all the way from Rock Springs. It's a treat I brought in, and so enjoy the Kronsky's. And there's some stadium mustard, some of the best mustard you'll ever have. They don't require ketchup. But
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, could the chairman of Ag clarify which Mrs. Hill he's interviewing?
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate will stand at recess until 2 p.m.